It's going down, y'all. All right, there's the music. You know what time it is. It's time for the worst. As you know, we've been doing this segment, The Worst, every Monday in 2016. If you're a regular listener, you know the segment. This is where we collectively bemoan and complain about the worst things in our society. You know what's the worst? Those plastic toppers to craft beer six packs. You know what I'm talking about? Like the ones where they used to be just the ones that would just get, a seagull would get trapped in. But now they've created these like weird, like really plasticky, like either black or blue or red. And you try to pull them off and you like rip your nail
off.
They're
almost as bad as like kids' toys packaging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Those are the worst.
And you're afraid you're going to break the can.
Yeah. Or your finger or anything. Yes. I'm afraid there's going to be beer everywhere. And then I'm going to waste. And the whole point of spending so much money on this beer is moot. that's the worst tonight. I'm sure you have some choice hashtag the worst for us, and to incentivize you, we're giving away prizes. And the big prize tonight, the number one prize, tickets to see Jimmy Buffett and Huey Lewis in the News. We're just gonna clap all night for that. Joining me in studio, we'll announce the winners at the end. If you've played this before, 312-981-7200. You can call or text your worst. 312-981-7200. My guest judges and celebrity panel tonight, Claire Zolke. She's a freelance writer and host of the live lit show Funny Ha Ha, which will be on stage this Friday night at the Hideout. Claire, hey. Good to see you.
Hi, Justin. Thanks for having me.
And Tim Barnes, the man behind It's All True, the podcast. And, of course, you can see him on stage all over Chicago, but he's going to be on stage March 19th at Challenger's Comic Book Store, which we think is in Logan Square.
Yeah, we're not probably, sure. Right? A comic book store. Yeah, probably.
Sure. Good to see you, Tim. Thanks for being here. All right, so, and Pete Zimmerman's playing, too, and he's right now busy screening the calls because they are coming in fast and furious because it's Huey Lewis. I know it's Jimmy Buffett, everyone's in, but it's Jimmy Lewis, you know?
That's more my... Yeah.
I think I just learned about him in that PBS Black Panthers documentary.
Yeah, that's right. That was...
Did they ever free Huey Lewis? I don't know.
They did. They did. He went on. He discovered a new drug and the whole thing. All right, so you know the drill. So you guys, I asked you guys to come up with some... why don't we start with you guys? Why don't we start with, you know, what's the worst? Who wants to start?
All right, here's what I have.
All right, Claire.
You know those stick figure families that people put on the back windows of their cars?
Yes.
Well, there is apparently a whole industry made around hating those stick figure stickers. So there you'll see like a huge elaborate stick figure sticker on someone's car with somebody chasing them with an axe and says, nobody cares about your stick figure family. But I don't think you win if you took the time to purchase and procure and carefully apply this angry stick figure thing. So that's the worst.
You know, I would go as far as to say any decals on the back of a window on any car is the worst.
Yeah.
You know, but you're right. The ones that are like mocking other decals, that's the worst.
Yeah, I feel like you don't get it.
That's like the Calvin and Hobbes like peeing on the other thing. You know, it's like it was just something's peeing like on a White Sox and Cubs. They had that for a while. It's no good.
Well, and if you ever bought like a decal from Blick, those take like 2 hours to apply. You'd think you'd be over it by then, but I guess not. So,
all right, what do you got, Tim?
Oh, yeah, I've got, I was going to say I'm usually on the train, so I don't see too many of these throughout my day. But what is the worst to me is people who ask, how's it going? And then actually pause to hear an answer.
Right.
You know, when it's telemarketers, especially, that's the worst. When you're like, come on, let's stop the facade.
Yeah. It's always so jarring. Like, you really want me to say, how's it going? That's so vague. Say something a little more specific.
Right. How's it going? That's going great. It's wonderful. All right. 312-981-7200. Let's see. 773's got a good one. When politicians use the phrase, the American people, to make a point.
Yeah.
That is true. That's how can you represent the American people in any speech at any time?
I always think it's so sad when the politicians say, when I am president. It just sounds like a five-year-old being like, I'm going to stay up till midnight and I'm going to eat cookies for breakfast. Just, I don't know. It's okay to be unsure.
Right. All right. Let's, let's go to the line. Let's go to the phone. So let's go to Oliver. Oliver, you're on the worst. Oliver, what's the worst?
My little privileged life here. So, basically what you're dealing with is you go to a soda machine, you pop in $2, you get a soda, and then after you drink it, you realize you only got a 16-ounce bottle that looks and feels just like a 20-ounce bottle, but it's not. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
So you look at this and you think, all right, maybe the calories look like they're less and the overall carb intake and all the stuff that's bad for you is in smaller quantities on the label on the back side of it, but you realize you're just basically reduced.
You've done a lot of math for this. Yeah. That's great. Okay, I'm going to put Oliver on hold. Let's go. Let's keep going. What do you think of that? I mean, what do you think of that?
I love the specificity of that.
Yeah, that is a really specific kind of shortchange that, you know. So
getting shortchanged in any form is the worst.
Yeah, when especially when pop something. Used to cost like 25 cents. Oh,
I feel like Jerry Seinfeld is someone. He listens to this every week and writes notes. For his-
All right, let's go to Rob. Rob, welcome to the worst. What do you got?
Mine is when you're at a karaoke show, whether you go there because you want to listen or not, and some person goes up and signs up for a song. They go to the DJ, turn in the song, and then they go back and sit down. Then the DJ calls them up 5-10 minutes later, and they act like they don't know what they're singing. Like the DJ just arbitrarily picks them. Hey, Joe, come on up here. Well, what am I singing? What are you doing with that music for?
That's great.
You want to wring the neck.
That's great, Rob. Thank you for that. That's good. I like Rob.
Yeah, and that's thematic for the prize, too.
That is good, you know? I mean, there's a lot of karaoke-themed the worst.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a big karaoke guy. I feel like the worst is anyone who does country, and I'm sorry, there's a lot of country, but country you can't really do if you do like Garth Brooks or you do a country music song that's like a party song, you're like, oh, great, you know?
Yeah.
But then there's the ones that do like the slow song I've never heard of, but they're doing karaoke earnestly.
Well, the hope is that everyone knows the song.
Right.
And so you're taking a risk.
You take a risk.
If no one knows the chorus to this country song, that's like the beauty of country songs. Yeah. It's fun to sing along.
You got to sing along. I guess that's my point. And earnest karaoke.
Yeah.
The worst.
Yeah, I agree. The worst. That is the worst. Because right? Especially, I did a karaoke like competition for charity, and I was 9 months pregnant, and I did Jump Around by House of Pain.
Right. Good.
And
good choice.
In case you knew of a different Jump Around. And somebody came up and sang a sincere song after that. And I felt really, I was like, why did I even leave the house if I didn't win this competition for being pregnant and rapping?
We can keep going with karaoke. Like chord noise on a karaoke machine, like boof, like boof, like, oh, come on, man, you had all this time to set up your karaoke, you know? Or the guy who does every second song, the karaoke master, who's like, well, no one's signed up, so I'll go.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's something like super specific from like Eminem. And you're like, all right, you know what? I'm glad you're doing the B-side to Eminem, but nobody knows this song, man. You're so talented.
Yeah.
You're so talented.
He's not even looking at the lyrics.
All right. Let's see. 262. This is very specific. The worst is when you realize your Facebook friends post video clips to support their beliefs that they think are from cops, but they're really from Reno 911.
Oh, man. Is that the worst? That might be the best.
I've never seen that.
I love that happens so often to him. That doesn't happen often
to him. They're like, come on. This is so good. Tim Barnes, Claire Zilke in studio. We got a full everyone is calling in. This is awesome. 312-981-7200. And also you can text your worst. We're going for Jimmy Buffett, Huey Lewis tickets. Second place gets pizza. What do we decide? Yeah, we'll get pizza. We'll do pizza. Let's take a break. We'll come back. More with the worst here on 720 WGN.
It's going down, y'all.
Oh, we're playing the worst here on the download on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman, my guest in studio. Claire Zilke and Tim Barnes. Claire's got Funny Haha on Friday night. Who's the guest this week?
Oh, we've got a lot of good ones. We have Willie Nast from SA Fiesta. We got Christopher Pyatt from Paper Machete, Rebecca O'Neill, Leonard Pierce, Steve Delahoyd, Mark Baser. It's going to be a great show.
All old hat.
Yeah.
I know all those guys. Tim, you got it. Tim Barnes, It's All True.
Yeah. Tomorrow I'm releasing an episode with my good friend, comedian Sarin Choksi.
All right. There we go. And then you got a show on March 19th
at
the Challengers Comic Book Store.
Which is probably,
we assume, in Logan Square.
Yeah. We could have easily Googled this over the break.
We had time, but we chose not to. And Pete Zimmerman is here as well. Pete Zimmerman, how are you, buddy?
I'm great.
All right. You are an idiot savant when it comes to the worst. You know, you're one of guys. What do you got this week? Anything good?
Yeah, I do. The worst, golf umbrellas.
Golf umbrellas. Like, what are golf umbrellas?
They're the huge golf umbrellas that people wear. They're walking down the street and they take up the whole sidewalk.
I'm not an umbrella. I know this is probably more of a sign of weakness, but I'm not an umbrella guy. Oh. Even when it rains. I won't do it. I'm like, no, that's
raincoat.
I won't even do it. I'm like, hey, I will get inside, in and out.
Gotcha.
Quick.
You know, and women love that. When they see a guy who's not dressed for the weather, they're like, he must be really tough.
I remember one time we had a business meeting, and my comedy partner did not have an umbrella as well. And when he came in, his jeans, because of the way that the water had hit him, it was one of those windy days, the front, like, thighs were, like, soaking wet, but nothing else. So it was, like, a strange look. And I remember, like, it was a big meeting, and there were, like, suits in the room, and it was a whole thing, and we were pitching something. And I'm like, well, I could have got an umbrella, but I guess you didn't, so maybe I'm wrong. All right, let's go back to the panel here before we go to the line. We have a ton of people on the phone. So, Claire, what do you got?
All right, so this especially comes up because I've got little kids, and you go to, like, parties and play groups and stuff where people have to take their shoes off. And it really drives me crazy when people don't think for a second, like, maybe I won't pull on my dirtiest, nastiest, holiest pair of socks. Like, everyone has at least one good pair of socks. Make those your public socks. And just...
public socks.
Yeah. So people who wear nasty socks out in public, save it for home.
Nasty just... public socks.
Yeah, exactly.
Nasty. Okay, good. All right, what do you got?
Mine is video related. And okay. I think this is a millennial issue, okay? I happen to consider myself a millennial. Mm. It's when you're trying to watch an online video and it asks you for your cable provider. I do not have a cable provider. Mm. I just want to watch the debate.
Yeah, right. That's good. The worst. I would say there's a lot with online video that's the worst.
Yeah.
And the way that they're serving up everything in front of it now is, and you know what, I would even go further than that. I don't like to use a lot of brand names, but watching on demand on I have Xfinity,
mm-hmm.
watching NBC on demand is the worst.
What name did you
but
not?
Comedy Central's fine because they'll do one commercial. They kind of get it, you know. But NBC just feels like the granddad that's like, no, I'm putting double the commercials.
Yeah, totally.
And you can't fast forward and you're going to watch 6 minutes of this stuff. And we're going to act like there's another scene and we're going to make you watch the last 3 minutes of commercials and then there isn't. And so all it is credits on the back end and you're like, wow, I'm never watching NBC again.
Yeah.
So, all right, there we go. All right, let's see. This is the worst, 262. The worst is when you don't have an iPass and you've been blowing through tolls, okay, right there, and then you decide to pay the manual one on the on-ramp and it doesn't turn green.
Oh.
That is like, that's more like a horror story. That would be the worst. Like, every time you throw a quarters
I'm
in
starting
that thing,
to, like,
you're just,
sweat. Just
yeah,
about
you're like,
it.
That better, like, the gate better go up.
Yeah.
Right. 224 says also, I'm a 6 inch tall or 6 foot tall woman. It apparently is okay for people to say, wow, you're tall, but not okay for me to say, wow, you're short.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one. Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe, you're on. Joe, where are you from?
Hey, I'm from Milwaukee.
All right, Milwaukee, Joe, what's the worst?
Okay, so you go out to a bar/restaurant, you're having some drinks, you decide you want to get a burger or a sandwich, take it home and eat it at home,
mm-hmm.
bring it home, and the steam from the box totally makes the bottom of the bun all soggy destroys it.
Yeah.
It destroys it.
That's the worst.
Thanks, Joe. That's a good one. Yeah, that's good. Sure. That's good. Okay, let's go to Joy. Joy, where are you from, Joy?
Orland.
Okay, Orland, you say?
Yes.
Okay, Joy from Orland. What's the worst?
The worst is actually the best laugh ever. I only take the train downtown maybe like twice a year. Mm-hmm. And recently, the woman who was sitting in the seat describing for about 6 to 8 minutes at the top of her lungs her feminine discharge problem. The best part about that, though, was best or worst, was saying that nobody else on the train was batting an eyelash and realizing people must listen to this every day.
Every day. That's called your daily commute. Thanks, Joy.
I'm
not going to give. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, that is gross. And it is the worst. I guess it is. 518 says the worst is bunions.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Let's go to Sarah. Sarah, where are you from, Sarah?
From Cary.
Or from Cary or Gary?
Cary.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. All right.
Wait, for me, the worst is the guys at the gym who walk around with, like, literally gallons of water.
Yes.
And they just, like, don't really do anything, but they just walk around like, I'm going to drink all this water. Wow. Like, I need all this water. And it's, like, always a certain kind of guy. And, like, I just think it's so douchey. It's like,
that's good.
Like they are, like, that's all they got.
That's all they got.
Well,
that's
to me, the worst part is that they don't drink it. That's they what don't... it sounds like. That's definitely the worst.
And, you know, and those people always fill up their water bottle at the gym, so you're usually behind that person, yeah. like waiting for them for 20 minutes while they fill
at
up
the,
their
at the
their
water
bottle.
Fountain.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That
there's
is
like
true.
There's like 20 drinking fountains. Like, are you worried that, like,
I know.
Well, they're all going to be broken.
Yeah.
Before I go to sleep, I always fill up a glass of water that I never drink. I feel like it's like
it's
a comfort
thing.
Just in
right,
case.
Right, it's a thing.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah, hang on. That was great.
That was good.
I think Sarah's
there's a lot of
a
bad stuff at the gym. There, like, I used to always get so mad at the guys. I wouldn't even be lifting weights, but just the guys who would do a rep and then sit on the bench and look at their Facebook for like 8 minutes before they'd start again. And
it's supposed to be 1 minute, right?
No, you should get off. If you're checking your phone, get off, pull to the side and do it.
As a guy who I will say is a novice gym guy, okay? So I'm a guy who's going to go as fast as he can through 4 machines, right? Just so I can go home and go, I did something.
Yeah.
What I would do is I would do the weight press thing, and then I look at the clock, and I go, I got 1 minute.
Yeah.
Until I got to do it again, right?
Yeah.
And so at that point, I would take out my phone. Mm. I don't want to be considered the worst. No one's waiting.
You got to check your email.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Somebody
could have emailed me. There's a lot that could have happened.
That's true. Yeah. I didn't think about that. I do that. Like when you feel like you are the worst is when you like are on your laptop and you close it and then you immediately pick up your phone and you look at like what you are just looking at. And
that actually is a great one. That is the worst. The idea of like just shutting down your computer and going, oh, let me see if anyone in me 15 seconds.
Maybe there's some messages in this phone that didn't make it to my laptop.
I should just check because, you know, there was a lot of time. It was at least 8 seconds. Let's go to Billy. Billy, you're on the worst. Billy, where are you from?
Hi, Billy, or hi, I'm Billy, and I'm from LaSalle. I got it, I'm from LaSalle.
LaSalle.
Illinois.
All right, Billy, what's the worst?
Well, I would have said something else, but now it's following Sarah. The worst was going to the Jimmy Buffett concert at Thornley Island.
Okay.
When it was the first concert, and it rained. And the mud, your feet would get, you couldn't even walk. That was the worst.
That is the worst. Anytime, and thank you very much for that, Billy. Anytime you're at any outdoor concert, it rains, and then you just, especially if it's like Pitchfork or Lollapalooza, because then it just becomes like, why did I do this?
Well, you should always bring an umbrella.
I should always just bring
a large umbrella.
Nailed it. Nailed it. All right. So 312-981-7200. We've got a lot more people in text. I'll get to that when we come back. We also have some people on the phone. 312-981-7200. We're going to continue playing the worst till 10:30. So you got plenty of time because the winner gets the Jimmy Buffett, Huey Lewis tickets. Hip to B Square. WGN.
What's going down? Worst come the worst, my people come first.
You know the worst come the worst, come the worst, my people. It's a download here on WGN. We're playing the worst. We got a lot of worsts. It's a lot. And tonight, the number one, the best worst, gets tickets to see Jimmy Buffett and Huey Lewis on stage at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on June 25th. So you got some time to think about it, which is great. And maybe it won't rain. You never know. One of the last callers said going to the Jimmy Buffett concert when it rains is the worst. Tim Barnes and Claire Zolke are in studio with me. Tim's It's All True podcast. He also has a show on March 19th at the
Challengers
Comic.
I still haven't Googled
it. We had all that time, and we didn't. Yeah. We were paying attention to the news.
Yeah. Well, it's my friends. They wrote this comic book called The Doorman, and it's their premiere party / comedy show.
All right, great. So that's March 19th. You can find it. You can follow Tim on Twitter and Facebook, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Claire Zolke's got Funny Haha this Friday night. All the big names at the Hideout. That's an early show, right?
Like yeah, 6:30 to 8. So you have time to go have dinner afterwards. You know, it's good time.
This has been a very big media day for you because a blog post that you wrote was actually featured and talked about today on The View.
Yes, I didn't know about it until shortly before I came here. I wrote this, I did a piece where I emailed a bunch of friends of mine who are moms, and I said, what are you secretly a sanctimommy about? And sanctimommy is like when you judge someone. And normally a true sanctimommy would go on Facebook and be like, It really makes me sad when I see a mom giving her kid a pouch that she obviously didn't make herself. Totally the worst. So I asked her when I said, if you can say anonymously, what do you judge other parents on? And boy, did I get a lot of feedback. So it was on that.
Picked up and they talked about it on The View. Apparently, although we haven't seen it.
We haven't seen it. So I'm curious to know. I saw on the Twitter responses, one woman said, I am sanctimonious about people who are circumcised their kids. She said, breastfeeding for all, circumcisions for none. And I was like, wow. Oops.
That's very specific. Okay, well, all right. So tonight we're playing the worst. 312-981-7200. We'll do a couple more, and then we'll get together all of the ones that we've collected and pick the top three. Let's go to some of the texts. 630 says, the worst is to notice that most mannequins on Michigan Avenue are better dressed than the passerbys. That's true. That's just how stores work, though.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if
that's... Is that a slam on Chicagoans?
For not dressing?
Yeah, maybe. Dressing nice. Yeah.
Or that they're too hoity-toity on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah, maybe.
847 says, mindlessly eating several chocolate-covered graham crackers before realizing they're covered in ants.
I hate when that happens.
Oh, yikes. All right, 708. This is so good. The worst is when you win air supply tickets on the worst. We gave away air supply tickets. We're very good with the throwback.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't use them, so you politely decline them, and then your friend gets legitimately upset with you because apparently they love air supply. Okay. And would have used the tickets. Actually, come to think of it, having a friend who loves air supply is the worst.
Hey!
That's good.
Nice job. That's Shannon at 708. I like that one.
I won Elvis Costello tickets once on XRT. I was very excited, and I thought I won four tickets, so I invited three friends, and then I went and picked it up, and I got two tickets, and I had to disinvite two friends.
One of them, I
tried to disinvite, and she refused my... She told me... She argued her way back into the show, so... Concert tickets
Tim,
are very
fraught. Have you ever won any concert tickets?
I've never won concert tickets, yeah. No.
I feel like I went one time to like a weird, I don't think I ever won it, but it was like one of those like B96 things where like 15 bands play at 6 in the morning and they all play one song and you go there because it's so cool to hang out. And like, it's not. So, I saw Material Issue. That kind of dates me a little bit before that band saw their end. But that was kind of, but they did one song. They played Valerie Loves Me and they're done. You're like, okay. The worst, when rain turns to ice and you leave work, locating your car and has a thick sheet of ice all over the doors and they're frozen shut.
True.
815, the worst is being caller 18, trying to be caller 19 to win concert tickets. Yes. The worst is when, this is 847 again, the worst when you are the only one in the bathroom and someone goes into the stall right next to you, even though every other stall is free.
Mm.
That is the worst. That's just an etiquette thing. That goes to the same one I kind of joked at the top. Anyone who uses the emergency exit at the movie theater, they told you, they did the whole thing you didn't pay attention to, like, don't go over there. Like, the teenager comes in and does the whole thing, and you still do it? That's the worst, man. Because now you're like that. Now they have that flash goes off. Yeah. You just have to sit there and wait.
Yeah, I have a worst that probably isn't good for the radio, but I'll tell you later from when I worked at a movie theater. I'll tell you, and then you can tell me if
I can't wait to hear
air.
This. Yeah. My worst movie theater worst are people who wear their Bluetooth at the theater, and I've had to go and ask someone to turn it off because it's blinking. But who's going to call you? And you have to answer the phone that fast and be right there. You know,
I got into a big fight at the movie theater because at the Roosevelt Icon where you can get. You know, you can get your assigned seats now. That's a new thing. Yeah. And I went to a theater where it was not packed. And I went up to my seats and there were people sitting right next to me. Not two over, but right next to me. And I was like, I just turned into my dad. Like, I got real curmudgeon-y. I'm like, you don't see how this works? You don't understand a social contract? One seat over. Like, if it was packed, I understand it. But I got really mad. Everyone, both parties, their party and the people I was with were like, all right, maybe you overreacted a little bit, but I was for society. I was so George Costanza, man. I was
what
so
movie
mad.
Was this?
I forgot what movie it was. Like Ant-Man, I think it was.
I wish it was like Inside
Out.
Yeah,
no, it was like something. Exactly, it was something. There were kids involved. All right, let's go to the calls. Let's see what we got. Mary, welcome to the worst. Where are you calling from, Mary?
I am calling from Chicago.
Okay, so Mary, what's the worst?
The worst is. Going on the L, sitting on the L, and realizing you sat in something wet.
Oh, God, that is the worst. I just stood up. I just stood up voluntarily. That just made me stand up. That's Mary, thank you for that. That's terrible. All right, Tom, where are you from?
Villa Park.
Villa Park. All right. So Tom from Villa Park, tell us, what's the worst?
The worst is being sent to Walgreens at about 11 o'clock at night to go get tampons, being absolutely clueless as to what type of tampon to get. And your best idea is to start taking pictures of tampons at Walgreens and sending them to your daughter.
This is
You're a good dad. That is nice, though.
Is this the one? Is this the one? Is this the one? Is that what you do, essentially?
Oh, yeah.
When I heard, I thought this was going to be a wife thing, but no, this is a unique twist to it, so that's good.
Tom, all right, hold on. That's a good one. That's actually good. Is this the one? How about this one?
As a daughter, that's very kind. That's nice.
All right, let's go to Ben. Ben, all right, where are you from, Ben?
Hoffman Estates, Illinois.
All right, Hoffman Estates, I love it. All right, Ben from Hoffman Estates, what's the worst?
The worst is we had a 4th of July party, and my buddy, you know, very, you know, sure of himself, said, I will tap the keg. And we, you know, and then he says, I'll tap the keg. And then I go, okay. And then he does it. It's all foam for 20 minutes.
Oh, man.
And I was like, what? And I'm like, come on, man. You know,
worst,
I can't drink beer.
That is the worst, because it's probably you only have one keg, and you're like, okay, here we go. And it's
we're all waiting.
Oh, that's terrible. All right, thanks for that, Ben.
So I just had a gin and tonic.
So there you go. It all worked out. It couldn't have been that bad, right? All right, so here's – I like this one a lot. This is 708. The worst is when you get your phone taken away for a week, and when you pick it up only to realize that no one texted you. Oh, that's so sad.
You got to say that in an angsty teenager voice.
Yeah. You really say that. But at least they have the capacity to recognize – how sad that is, right?
Yeah.
Like if they were like, no one texted me and they're mad. But now they're like, and no one texted me.
I guess I didn't need my phone.
Yeah. Welcome to being an adult.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Can I say, I think the worst is when you're walking around and you are walking behind a group of young women, usually between like 16 and 24, and there are four or five of them, and you realize that they're all dressed exactly the same. And I just, like, why didn't one of you say, like, you know, we should probably, like, I'm going to put on a different pair of pants. Or like,
well, do you think they get to one spot and they're like, oh my God, we all dress the same? Or do you think
they would never take a picture of themselves all at once. They'd just be like a lot of individual selfies,
right,
so they would
right
never
now
notice.
All right, what else you guys got before we wrap it up?
I've got one that brings it back to music. I hate it when people just love the James Taylor cover of a song.
Yeah,
but they act all shocked when they hear the original version that always happens to be by a black person.
It's always... I didn't know that was an original. Oh,
that is
that's
my immediate way to judge
that's
someone.
A James Brown song? Oh my God. Yeah, right. That is true. That is true. What do you got? What do you got, Claire?
Leonardo DiCaprio Oscar buzz, as if like his whole life is meaningless unless he wins an Oscar.
Right, all right.
Like just whatever. They all get the tote bag, like the gift bags, and they get everything. I hope he never wins an Oscar. It would bring me great pleasure. But, you know, it's probably going to be this year, which will be kind of like
year. I just see him in, like, speeches. He just does speeches everywhere, right? I don't know what he won for in his life. I have this vision of him with, like, an undone, you know, bow tie and a trophy in his hand.
Yeah, a model
right,
on his
Drake
arm.
Going, you know, this is not me. It's Hollywood. It was great honor and respect. Shut up, man.
Yeah.
Okay, that's another. All right. I don't know. I even know how to deal with that one. Okay. So, Pete, you got any more? One more? Then I think we're ready.
Sure. I'll go something TV related. I'm also with you on the on demand when you can't fast forward.
Oh,
and it's even bad when, you know, I've actually fell asleep watching a show, and then you rewind back to you can't do
you're
it.
Stuck.
It's like, yeah, you're stuck.
You'll
you're
just never there. Watch it.
But exactly. I hate when the volume on a TV show is like you get loud and soft. Like you're like just like jockeying the remote.
Jockeying the remote is the worst.
Oh, commercial break.
Yeah, that is a big thing on the HBO show Vinyl.
Yes.
Because it is. It's a weird thing that HBO has this problem, because I remember it with the George Harrison documentary as well, where like you'd be like, and that's what the thing is. You know, that's George. That's what he does. Like, you're like, oh, let me turn that down. Well, that's George. That's what he does. And then you're like, oh, well, the same thing with Vinyl. Like, we need to sell these records.
That's like when your GPS also on your phone when you're driving doesn't speak line up with your podcast. So you're listening to like, you know, Fresh Air at a normal volume, and it's like turn left.
Oh yeah,
that's true. All right, Claire Zolke, Tim Barnes are my guests tonight at The Worst. We're gonna take a break. We come back, we will have the top three winners of tonight's The Worst and the top prize: Jimmy Buffett, Huey Lewis. No big deal. Wow, another successful round of The Worst here on The Download. We have hundreds of people who have texted in and called in, and I can't thank you enough for playing along this week. And it must, I want to think it's, you know, somewhat cathartic for people to be like, you know, it's The Worst. Oh, I feel so much better. But it's probably Huey Lewis and Jimmy Buffett.
That's really getting people to.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, you know, it's, I can channel what's The Worst so I can have a good experience, unless it rains at the Jimmy Buffett concert, and then it becomes The Worst, and it's all cyclical. Tim Barnes, Claire Zolke, our guest tonight. We've come up with the top three, and we're going to get right at it. So why don't we do this? I'm going to read the prize list. I got to do this. So the second and third place are going to get a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. That's third place and second place are going to get a pizza. And number one is a pair of tickets to Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. I've been leaving them out this whole time. It was terrible on my end. With special guests Huey Lewis and the News at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park. One night only, Saturday, June 25th. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com, Ticketmaster outlets, or charge by phone at 800-745-3000. Claire Zolke, you got Funny Haha on Friday night?
Yes.
What should we expect from the show? Going to be a good show?
It's going to be a great show. We've got old friends like Mark Baser, Christopher Pyatt, Steve Delahoy is going to show some movies. We got some new folks, Rebecca O'Neill, Willie Nast, Leonard Pierce, come back after a hiatus. Proceeds benefit Sit, Stay, Read. Sit, Stay, Read. It's a great charity in Chicago where kids learn to read by reading aloud to dogs. It's actually awesome. But most importantly, funny people coming to tell some great stories at the legendary hideout. So come and have a great time.
I think you should keep the money, but I've been saying that for years.
I know.
Tim Barnes. It's all true. The podcast, you got a new episode coming out tomorrow?
Yes, great. With Sarin Choksi. He used to have a show on Fuse TV called White Guys Talk Show.
Uh-huh. Okay, great.
He's not white, and neither was his co-host.
Dude, good.
And
good.
The show doesn't exist anymore either. So.
So it's all sorts of ways.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's going to be a great.
And
great
then on March 19th, you've got the show at the comic book shop. The Logan Square comic book shop.
We don't know for sure. I still haven't Googled whether or not this is in Logan Square, but it's a comedy show in a comic book shop, so it probably is.
Well, you can follow Tim on social media, Tim Barnes, Claire Zolke as well. All right, let's get to the top three. Are we ready? Number three is actually going to be a texter. We all decided that this was good for Lou Malnati's pizza. 708 said, the worst is when you get your phone taken away for a week and you pick it up only to realize that no one texted you.
That was beautiful.
It was beautiful. It
was like a haiku.
Yeah, really made us feel something.
And also, shout out to whoever's taken away that person's phone. I hope that person shares the pizza with the person who's taken the phone away.
Yeah, because you wouldn't have this. The pizza came from... This was a positive experience. The phone being taken away was a positive experience.
Yeah.
You got a pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
Take the phone away more.
And I'm hoping this situation is like a child with an authority figure, not, you know.
Yeah, not like a husband and wife kind of.
They just got it taken away by the cops. Yeah. Is that what you're worried? Like, it's been 7 days in county phone jail. All right, okay, let's keep going. Okay, so the number two, who's going to win a pizza as well, comes from Tom. And Tom was the caller who talked about having to take pictures of different boxes of tampons to send back to his daughters to make sure he was getting the right ones from Walgreens at 11 o'clock at night.
Yes.
Tampon Tom.
Tampon Tom, that's the worst.
He's a good guy.
But you're a good guy, but that is the worst.
Because... And you don't have to share your pizza with your daughter. I declare.
Yeah, that should be a pizza for you.
You can enjoy that on your own.
Because you know what's going to happen? He's going to get the pizza, he's going to cook it, and then at 11 o'clock, they'll be like, Dad, you got to go to Walgreens.
Yeah.
And they're going to eat his pizza.
Or, you know, she's going to be, you know, craving some pizza, and you know how women can be. Women be eating.
Well, the great thing for text messaging, because this doesn't have to be a verbal conversation with his daughter.
Right. That is, it is worse. Technology has actually made it better. Because imagine that on the phone. Is it a pink box? Is it a purple box? What's it say on the front? Oh, God.
I hope he takes a picture of the pizza and texts it to her.
Yeah. What did you want? A Dixie cup? You wanted a Dixie cup? Is that.
All right. God. So that means we have a winner. And this is exciting. This is a winner for the tickets for Jimmy Buffett and for Huey Lewis in the News.
I'm more of a Huey Lewis guy.
Yeah, me too.
I'm very excited to say that, you know what, we can't stand these guys at the gym with their gallons of water. Sarah joins us on the line. Sarah, you win. How do you feel?
Oh my god. That's awesome. Now I love these guys.
See?
High five everyone tomorrow.
When you go to the gym, the next time you go to the gym, you got to be like, "Thank you for your douchey water behavior."
Do us a favor. Next time you go, ask one of them if you can get a sip of their water. Just ask if they can spare some water and see what happens.
Probably not.
So Sarah, are you excited about, are you a Jimmy Buffett fan? Are you a, what do you call it?
Oh my God.
Parrot?
Yes, both of them. I just don't even know what to say. I'm freaking out right now.
All right.
I've never won anything. Yeah, so I'm so pumped right now.
Well, take someone who's a Huey Lewis fan. Just for me. You know, like I know there's a lot of Jimmy Buffett fans out there, but I feel like there needs to be more Huey Lewis love. So
I feel you.
All right. Sarah, thank you. Thank you for playing.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. All right. You guys, Claire, Tim, thank you so much for being here. We'll play the worst the next Monday that we have avail. Thanks. We'll have you guys back.
Thanks. It was the best.
This was fun. I want to give honorable mention to Oliver, the soda machine guy, because I'm still doing the math in that one.
16, 20 ounce.